The Adonis Audio Experience. So, I've been on this journey for the past few years, trying to maintain consistent health and balance in my life. There are times where I get obsessed, and one example I'll share with you is when I started juicing. I remember the day I went to Bed Bath & Beyond and spent hundreds of dollars on a juicer. I got the one sitting right at the top of the shelf. I think it was an Omega. I then went to Whole Foods and filled the shopping cart with things that I could juice. I mean, it was filled to the brim. And literally, this obsession lasted for about 3 weeks. But then, I mean, let's be honest, it became a task. I mean, I had to wake up an hour earlier just so I could prepare my fruits and vegetables. And then I had to juice everything. The cleanup, though, I would say, is the part that was the biggest pain. But to be honest, I actually found peace and tranquility in preparing my juices in the morning. But slowly, I started to consolidate which fruits and veggies I would juice, to the point where now I really only juice celery, and I probably do it about twice a week. But one thing I still do consistently is lemon water. And honestly, the benefits of lemon water are amazing. It cleanses the body, and it's a truly effective tool that I've been using for some time now. I'm always looking for ways to improve my health and wellness. I think we can all agree that physical activity promotes good health and well-being. I mean, we have all kind of workouts. I know there's some CrossFit enthusiasts that literally treat it like a religion. Me, on the other hand, I like calisthenics. I like doing push-ups. I like sit-ups, occasionally running, and I do lift weights from time to time. And recently, I actually read a story that truly inspired me. It was about a woman who was a STEM teacher, and she never truly applied herself to exercising until one day she was introduced to a fitness competition when she was in her late 30s. Up until that point, the only sport she ever done was swimming, and she was probably 10 years old at the time. So this person brings her to this competition where it consists of swimming, running, and cycling. She loved it so much that she went on to continue to do these triathlons. She was competing in one competition after another. It felt great, and honestly, it started giving her that sense of purpose, that sense of meaning. And these competitions, it was able to fill that void, that thing that was missing inside of her. But where the story took a turn for the worse is when she started losing feeling in her legs. I know, that could be frightening. She could barely walk. And later she realized, after going to the doctor, she was diagnosed with a rare artery disease where it blocked 70% of the blood flow to her legs. She literally couldn't feel her toes at times. The doctors then performed an operation that was unusual, but what they ended up doing was transplanting new arteries into her legs, giving her blood flow that she desperately needed. And what do you know? It worked. She did some rehab, she got better, and now she's getting ready for another future triathlon. Talk about resilience and willpower. So given that example, we know for certain that physical activity gives people a sense of purpose. It improves their overall health and well-being. We also know that food is good for the body and the overall health of your body. I think we all know that health is not only about physical health, but also mental health, and so on and so forth. I mean, my example of juicing had amazing benefits. I saw increase of brain function. I had more energy. I was able to complete more tasks. And given my ADD, I was able to concentrate and focus on more tasks and pay attention for longer periods of time. And it also just made me feel good that I was putting something healthy into my body. Now, I know what you're thinking. What the hell does all this have to do with sleep? And My point is, we rarely focus on sleep when it comes to our overall health and well-being. And today's episode, you guessed it, we're going to talk about sleep. I mean, I love sleep. I mean, truly, I absolutely love sleep. Especially on a Sunday morning. It's like that extra hour you get compared to during the week. It just feels amazing. It's invigorating. For me, sleep is like the fountain of youth. Every time I feel tired, here comes sleep to regenerate my body and give me the energy I need to take on the day. Sleep is one of those things that often gets overlooked when we talk about health and wellness. I mean, usually we just go through the motions of the day, and then comes night and we rest our heads in the pillow and get some rest. And that's, of course, for the people who are fortunate enough to quote unquote turn it off. But we also have those who suffer from insomnia and have a hard time even getting sleep, period. I really feel for you. And we also have those that work nights and can truly only get their sleep during the day. I really hope you have blackout shades. We also have a culture of people who like getting by on little to no sleep. There are corporate leaders, there are venture capitalists who believe in less sleep and more production during your waking hours. After all, sleep is the cousin of death, right? I even feel for the hospitalists and the nurses who have to put in 72 hours of work without getting even a few hours of concentrated sleep. I mean, I'm not a medical professional, but I'm sure having little to no sleep for that amount of time has to affect your performance when you're working with patients. And for those of you who love sleep as much as I do, believe it or not, it's actually a healthy activity. Of course, too much of sleep, like anything else, can be bad for you. I mean, too much of anything really could be bad for you. But if you are not aware of something, how can you tell when you're doing something wrong? How can you tell what's more harmful than it is good for you, right? Well, guess what? Sleep is as beneficial to you as eating healthy or exercising. Sleep is just as important for your mental health compared to anything else. Sleep can help you look better. It keeps you young. Sleep will make you smart. Sleep can make you superhuman. So sleep provides stem cells to regrow your cells. And according to the internet, sleep isn't just essential for the brain. Sleep almost affects every tissue in our bodies. According to some sleep experts, sleep also affects the growth and stress hormones. It also affects the immune system. It controls appetite, breathing, blood pressure, and our cardiovascular health. And you probably guessed this one, but for those of you who are athletes, sleep helps rest your muscles and helps with recovery. Especially after all the stress that you put into the body from physical activity, sleep also lowers inflammation that's in the body. And one of the biggest things that I feel we overlook is the fact that sleep helps the brain. You ever notice that after a long night going on little to no sleep, you have a hard time even recalling familiar names? It's really hard for the brain to function when you have little to no sleep. And if the brain is not functioning at optimal capacity, I'm sure it's hard for you to learn anything new. Sleep is so important that it even helps with emotional intelligence. It also helps with depression. People who have balanced sleep patterns tend to have more resilience when it comes to stress and other things that interrupt your environment. In today's world, I think it is as important as ever to know how important sleep truly is, especially in the world we live in when we're constantly under a microscope and one bad day could define our entire life on the internet. One bad day could define your entire career at work. One bad day, however, is just a bad day. And honestly, it's not the end of the world. So if you flip out on a colleague or something like that, or call someone a jerk on social media, don't worry. Get some rest and sleep it over. Remember that saying? Get some sleep and we'll figure it out in the morning. And ask yourself this question. Is my lack of sleep contributing to my behavior? It might be. According to Medical News Today, adults should be getting over 7 hours of sleep. Athletes should be getting over 10 hours of sleep. And there are those who are obviously outliers and do not need that same time. I mean, our president only sleeps 3 to 5 hours a night, and he seems to be effective. But is he really? You have athletes who have publicly promoted sleep. Even the late Kobe Bryant, in an interview with Thrive Global, he talks about the moment he realized he needed more sleep. He talks about a terrible game he had, and he asked himself, why am I playing like crap? I've practiced these moves over and over again. But yet, he wasn't executing and felt sluggish because he was only getting 2 to 3 hours of sleep a night. So there you have it. Health and wellness is about mental health and physical well-being. We can achieve a healthier lifestyle by eating the right foods, exercising regularly, and by also maintaining a consistent sleep schedule. Too much of anything could be bad, of course. Eating 7 apples in one sitting might give you a stomach ache. Exercising too much might result in injury, and we don't want that. And sleeping 12 hours a day might actually make you tired and even give you foggy brain. So, of course, it's all in moderation. But that's my message for today. Be mindful of sleep. It could potentially boost your willpower and improve the quality of your life.